Spin selling. Initial summary. Spin selling is a sales methodology that aims to adapt the conjunctures and the different contexts faced by companies when it comes to selling. For Neil Rackham, author of Spin Selling, asking the right questions at the time of selling is what determines the closing of the deal, because consumers are motivated to buy some things when they identify their need. During the book, Neil described the sales process and maps four types of questions that, when applied sequentially, will increase the chance of converting a conversation with a potential customer into a sale. The author's methodology is based on a scientific research that measured sales and buying behavior in more than 20 countries. He found that sales success could be achieved in larger scale transactions when he followed a pattern of questions, so his methodology became known as SPIN, which is an acronym for the following words: situation, problem, implication, need, payoff. The author. Neil Rackham is the founder of Huthwaite, an organization that conducts research, consulting, training, seminars, and manages behavior change processes for 200 other sales organizations around the world. Among its most famous clients are IBM, AT&T, Kodak, and Xerox. Behavior and success in sales. Early in the book, Neil tells his experience as a consultant in a sales company. He says that he was hired to follow up with salespeople and check the mistakes and correctness they made when selling the products. In doing so, he realized that the strategy for simple sales is different from the big sales. Traditional methods work for simple sales, but do not work for larger sales. Neil defined a simple sale as one that can usually be completed in one visit and involves smaller amounts of money. Sales visit. According to the author, every salesperson knows that the success of sales boils down to five great steps. Are they? Opening. This step consists on finding ways to relate to the customer, usually through their personal interests, making statements about things that the buyer likes, for example. The author's research shows that this method can be effective only on simple sales, but has a dubious success record in larger sales. Investigating needs. This step consists of famous open and closed questions. The classic method of asking questions works in simple sales, but not in big sales. Offering benefits. Traditional sales training teaches that after the needs are discovered, the salesperson must show how the characteristics of your product or service can help the customer. Offering benefits this way in simple selling can be very helpful, but in big is a total failure. Handling and objections. The standard technique for dealing with objections is to clarify and formulate it in an acceptable way. Successful salespeople focus on avoiding objections, not dealing with them. Closing techniques. Closing techniques that are usual in smaller deals can actually make the seller lose a big sale, because most sales techniques talk for closures do not work for larger sales. The four stages of a sales visit. In terms of client psychology, large sales are different from smaller ones. They require very different sales skills. However, any sales visit goes through four distinct stages. The first is the opening, which consists of the heating of the sale. It includes aspects that range from the way you present yourself to how you start the conversation. The second stage is research, that is, when the seller begins to find out what they need to sell their product through questions. Research is the most important of all sales skills and is crucial in larger sales. The next stage is the demonstration of capacity, which is important to demonstrate to the customer that there is something you can offer to them. Finally, a successful sales visit will end up with some kind of customer commitment. In smaller sales, the commitment is usually the purchase. In larger sales, which consist of several steps, the commitment can come in many ways, such as making the customer appear in some product demonstration, for example. The SPIN model. It consists of four types of questions: situation, problem, implication, and need for solution, that form a sequence of questions that successful sellers use at the research stage. The sequence of SPIN questions is situation questions. At the beginning of the visit, successful people tend to ask questions that gather facts about facts and backgrounds. Situation questions can be: how long have you had this equipment? Or what are your company's growth plans? These questions should be used with caution because they can bore the customer. Problem questions. Once you have enough information about the buyer, you can move on to the second type of question. Some examples of problem questions might be: Is this operation difficult to perform? Or, are you concerned about the production quality of the current equipment you have? These questions explore the problems, difficulties, and dissatisfactions that a client has. Implication questions. According to the author, the seller can be very successful in smaller sales if he knows how to ask good questions of problem and situation. In larger sales, this is not enough. So this third type of question arises, which is more complex and sophisticated, because they take the customer problem and exploit its problems and consequences. An example might be: How will this problem affect your future profitability? Or, what effect does that bounce rate have on the level of customer satisfaction? This kind of question makes the client understand the seriousness and urgency of a problem. Questions of need for solution. During his research, the author realized that only very successful people asked questions of need of solution. An example of such a question is: Would it be useful to accelerate this operation by 10%? Or, if we could improve the process of this operation, how would that help? The main use of this question is to make the customer tell you the benefits that your solution could offer. Closure. The most important part of the sale is the closing. There are thousands of techniques for that particular part of the process scattered around. However, how many actually work? In analyzing some cases, the author realized that by forcing a customer to make a decision, closing techniques accelerate the transaction of sales for low and medium value items. Closing techniques can increase the chances of a sale with low value products, but with expensive products or services, chances are reduced. Objectives of visit. In your visit planning, always include goals that result in specific customer actions, such as having him or her come to a demonstration of a product or be served by the boss. Seek advancements in your visits, not continuations. There are four clear actions to help you get the commitment from your client. Give attention to research and demonstrate ability. The best sellers pay attention to the stages of research and the demonstration of their capabilities. The most successful salespeople do an excellent job of building customer needs during the research stage. Because of the question they asked, the customers realized they had an urgent need to buy. When it is possible to convince buyers that they need what is being offered, they will often close the sale. Check whether key concerns have been covered. In large sales, it is likely that both the product and customer needs will be complex. Successful salespeople take the initiative to ask their customers if there is any question or concern remaining about the product being sold. Summarize the benefits. In a large sale, the visit can be very long and cover a wide range of topics. The best sellers put it all together and summarize the key points of the discussion before they pass the customer engagement step. Proposing an appointment. The most efficient way to take a visit to a successful conclusion is to suggest a suitable next step for the client. According to the author, the commitment advances the sale. Because of it, the sale will continue somehow. Accepting a commitment is the most realistic thing a client can take on. Successful sellers never pressure the customer to close a purchase. They let that happen naturally. The spin model. Asking questions that are important to the customer differs from the spin model. The spin questions provide a map to the seller, guiding the visit through the stages of the visit's development until the closure is achieved. The spin model should be treated as a guideline for large sales, not a formula. The model description. The seller uses situational questions to establish a context that leads to problem questions, so that the buyer reveals his implicit needs that are developed by the implication questions. These implication questions make the buyer feel the problem more clearly and sharply, prompting the seller to ask the solution questions so that the buyer declares his explicit needs. This allows the seller to declare the benefits of your product or service. This is all related to the success of your sales. How to use these spin questions? First, you have to recognize that the purpose of a sales visit is to solve a problem. Therefore, the greater the clarity the seller has about the customer problem, the easier it will be to ask effective questions during the discussion. When planning your visit strategy, write down at least three potential problems that the buyer may have. and what products or services you have that can solve those problems. After doing this, write down some examples of real-life questions you would ask to discover each of the problems you identified. Do this before each visit. This will leave you much more prepared because it helps to clear the ideas and to pass quickly and mentally all the initial stages of the sale. Demonstrating capacity with efficiency. The author leaves some important tips to help demonstrate greater sales capacity. In smaller sales, for example, you can spot a problem and go straight to the advantages on how you can solve it. But that does not work for big sales, because they involve several steps that are more complex and problems. In larger sales, it is important to develop explicit needs using implication and solution questions before offering the solution. Therefore, do not demonstrate capabilities early in the visit. Presenting capabilities too soon is one of the major mistakes in closing large accounts. According to the author, most sales training is for smaller sales and encourages statements about the benefits or benefits of the purchase. In big sales, the strongest statements are those that show that you are able to meet the explicit needs of the customer. When selling new products, do not present many advantages over it. Always ask, what problem does this solve? When you understand the problem the product solves, it is possible to plan spin questions to develop explicit needs, making it much more efficient. Skills. There are four basic rules for learning skills. Are they? Rule 1. Practice only one behavior at a time. Do not do too much at once. Learn one step at a time, that is, first implication questions, then need and solution questions, and so on. It is no use learning two things at once and doing both wrong things. Begin by choosing one behavior to practice and do not skip to the next until you have full confidence that you have mastered the first. Rule 2. Try the new behavior at least 3 times. The first time you try something new, you tend to feel embarrassed. If you have decided to practice implication questions, for example, practice just that, as the first rule says. The first time you apply the implication questions technique, it probably will not be in a very satisfactory way. You will feel embarrassed and you will want to give up the technique, as most people do. Whenever you acquire a new skill, you need to practice enough until it becomes natural for you to feel comfortable, so do not give up. Rule 3. Quantity before quality. When you are learning, focus heavily on the amount of times you use the new behavior. Do not worry about the quality issue, such as whether you are using the questions in the right way or whether you are calm enough to do them, for example. These concerns hinder learning. Use the new behavior often enough, and the quality will come with time. Rule 4. Practice in safe situations. Do not train your new skills in key situations or important enough to justify a new attempt. New skills are strange and uncomfortable, and you are still not sure enough to use them in crucial situations. Start practicing on small accounts, with clients you know well, or in areas where you have nothing to lose if you fail. That is, test new behaviors in safe situations until they become natural. Final summary. You are now aware of the spin sales strategy and can start applying it. Remember that the stages of a sales visit follow this spin sequence. The opening consists of situation questions, problem questions, implication questions, and solution need questions. At the research stage, you have to offer benefits by showing how your product or service meets the explicit needs you discovered by asking the questions. Next, make sure you address all the major concerns, summarize the benefits, and propose an appropriate commitment to the client.